Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
My elder, Carolus, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Great to have you here. It's a Friday. I hope that you have had a good week.
I have, and looking forward to the Sabbath.
Lovely. Oh, man, I'm looking forward, definitely forward to the Sabbath as well. Now, we are concluding our discussion. We started on Monday, recognizing and responding to spiritual prompting. And if you join us today, man, you have missed out. But I must tell you, not completely, because if you check on our website, you go to AWR Podcasts. There you will find all the conversations that you have missed. And today, we perhaps may want to welcome you so that you can actually just catch the tail end of this conversation we've been having, with our elder Hilma Carolus. Now, how many decisions do we make in a day? One may ask. Countless. I mean, how many of those will be big, important decisions? Probably not too many. Sometimes we think of our small decisions and we think they don't matter, but all decisions have consequences. The Bible warns us that a farmer harvests only what he plants. This is Galatians 6, verse 7. And so, does that mean that God can speak to us about these decisions that don't really seem to be having any spiritual significance? Well, I'm glad that you are joining us so that you can be part of this conversation. My elder, can we ever feel prompted to change career path or move to a new location, country, city, or make significant life changes? Or is God only interested in more spiritual decisions like baptism, which places to preach at, moving into a newer church?
It is a good question, and I want to, from the get-go, say that God is interested not only in our spiritual lives, but is interested in all of our life, not just overtly spiritual matters. In Colossians 3, verse 17, we are told that whatever we do in word or deed, we do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then Paul also says to us in 1 Corinthians that whatever you do, whatever you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do it to the honor and glory of God. So if we are to do things, anything to God's glory, if I have to say anything for His glory, then certainly everyday life also is included in that. Abraham was called to move. He was there in the land of the Chaldees, and God called him to move to a different land, one that he didn't know of, you know. Paul changed his mission path. You know, Paul was with religious matters, yes, doing one thing that he thought was for God. And God prompted him to change from that to becoming a missionary for him. Moses also went from prince and shepherd to becoming prophet and deliverer. We have Elisha, who was a farmer, and the prophet. And then, of course, in the New Testament, we have the disciples coming from different walks of life. Jesus met them there where they were. He met the fishermen at the sea. He met Matthew at the booth. He met Nathaniel there where he was praying. And so God was interested in all of their lives, of course, and prompted them to do things then that also brought him glory.
Now, how can we identify, thank you for that, how can we identify and respond to promptings that relate to personal growth, for instance, personal relationships, or maybe service to others?
Well, God has given us sufficient instructions and guidelines in His Word that also speaks to every aspect of the life of a Christian. I'm privileged where, from the church that I'm in, I'm privileged to have extra guidelines and prophetic instruction that God has given His church in these last days. And let's speak even more to these things, you know, growth, relationship, service, the principles we find in God's Word. come forth or is spoken to, or speaks rather, the principles that we find in God's word speaks to everyday life as well. You know, you take something like marriage or parent-child relationship. All of those things is deep rooted in God's word. Mm. And so you have to ask the question, how do you identify these promptings? You ask whether it aligns with God's word.
Mm.
If there's someone who's contemplating marriage, for instance, God gives clear instruction and commands even into who to marry, not by name, of course, but what kind of person to marry. That is then his word. And if we follow it, then we'll be happy. Mm. You know, those who keep God's commands are happy because they have accepted the call that is given according to his purpose, and all things work together for good to those. So, yes, so you have to firstly ask, does it align with God's word? Number two, you have to ask, what kind of fruit will it be in the lives of others? So firstly, it has to do with, does it please God? Is it according to his word? And then secondly, does it show love to my neighbor? By this, my Father is glorified, John 15, verse 8, that you bear much fruit, and so you will be my disciples. Paul, you know, speaking about all the things we can accomplish in 1 Corinthians 13, he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
Mm-hmm.
Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, but I have not love, I am nothing. So, yes, love towards our neighbor. And we're not talking about the kind of love that is being demanded today, where you try and appease everyone, where you try to... the promptings of the Holy Spirit is sometimes words and actions that may to the respondent may feel like we're hurting them in some way. But I always say God would rather have us be hurt by the truth than comfort us with a lie. So you have to ask, is this to the spiritual interest? Is this to the salvific interest of my neighbor before I do it or before I follow that prompting? So, yes, there are ways biblically to identify to the law and to the testimony. We've used that quite a bit this week. If the Spirit does not speak according to that, it is not of God. And so James 1 verse 22 says we should not only be hearers of God's word, we should not only be the receivers of these spiritual promptings, but we must also be doers. So obedience then is also the fruit of those who follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit.
Would you say there are dangers or not to presumption, you know, erroneously following a voice we believe to be God's voice, yet it's our own desire? Or does God show mercy, understanding that our intention was to follow him, but though we're mistaken and misled?
This is a very good question. In fact, thank you for all the questions this week. It's made me think and study and research a little deeper into all of these things. In order for us to answer this question, we have to understand or have a basic understanding of the difference between presumption and faith.
Okay.
So faith is doing what God's word says we must do and expecting the result that God has promised. Presumption is doing what God has not told us to do in his word and still expecting the same result.
I see.
That God has promised.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you live by faith, you live by every word that proceeds from God's mouth, regardless of, you know, yesterday we spoke about the challenges that we sometimes have when God's word is prompted to us. Regardless of whether it makes sense to us regardless of how it affects us in our mind, maybe negatively, regardless of what we may lose. Follow God's word, live by every word that proceeds from his mouth, and then you can claim the promises that come with those commands. Then you can claim the rewards, you know. But if we spoke about marriage earlier, if God says this is someone you can or can't marry, and you or can't marry, and you go ahead and marry expecting God to still be merciful, that's presumption, and that brings hurt and pain. And it's unnecessary hurt and pain. I love this hymn, you know, when we take it to the Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus. There's there's a line in there that says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit."
Oh, yes.
Oh, what needless, pain unnecessary pain
we bear.
We bear. All because we do not carry trust God. All because, carry it to him in prayer. All because we don't consult with him. All because we don't consult with his word. And so, presumption. Jesus was tempted to presumption as well in Matthew 4. The devil came and says, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from this temple. Because what has God promised? He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up. So Satan tempted Jesus to be disobedient while expecting God to still come through for him. And Jesus says, you will not tempt the Lord your God. Yes, it is true that God understands our hearts. God looks at the heart and all of that, and God is merciful. But if we have gone wrong, then we have to sincerely repent of that wrongdoing. Because when we do that, we are saying, Lord, I was wrong.
Yeah.
You have been right all along. And the Bible says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. He is merciful. He will forgive us. And so, trust, what I can say to the listeners on this point is to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, that means everyday life, everyday decisions, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. So, yes, we do learn from mistakes. We grow in discernment, but we always have to be humble enough to say, I have done wrong and I've chosen a wrong path. Lord, please place my feet now on solid ground again and let me walk in the path that you have chosen for me.
Beautiful. Well, my elder, we're going to be leaving you. It's been a fantastic week. But before we do that, what is it that you'd like to highlight as a general thread of a message that comes out of this week's discussion?
It is a wonderful thing to walk with God. Enoch walked with God. And what a joyous result of that walking with God. And so I want to say to listeners out there, to be able to discern between the promptings of the Holy Spirit or any other prompting, we need to be rooted in Scripture. Study God's Word. The best way to recognize something that's false is to know and be acquainted with truth. Pray. Keep praying. Communicate. Not only God speaking to you, but you speak to him as well. Tell him your sorrows, your joys. Tell him what fears you have, your anxieties. Give it to him and tell him about it. And then obey every word that comes from God's mouth. Obedience born of love is what God requires. And then, of course, be humble enough to admit that you've been in error. And, God still speaks, friends. May we have ears to hear, hearts to obey, and lives that follow where the Spirit leads.
Beautiful. Well, my elder, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a fantastic week. Want to praise God for you and the messages that you have given us, admonishing, and also teachings that you have given us. Truly, truly blessed, and always a pleasure to have you here on AWR. May the Lord bless you, bless your ministry, and bless your family indeed.
Thank you so much, Brother Zama. It's been good to be with you. And to you and all the listeners also, have a blessed Sabbath. God bless.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.